This is Update Nerd Style. I'm your host, Benjamin David. Good to be back once again on Update. I wasn't on this show for a while. I returned last week with the CBI Live, first in our series of going on Instagram Live, Comic Book INTL on Instagram, our network Instagram, and I just went live and talked about it at a New York Comic Con recap, which we're going to talk a little bit about today on today's episode of Update Nerd Style, because it's actually a crossover with our DC Collecticast podcast here on the CBI network. So I covered New York Comic Con, like I said, talked to Jim Fletcher, who is the creative director, one of the head execs over at DC Collectibles, DC Entertainment, right at the DC booth. It was incredible. We don't really get into detail about that on this episode, or I should say this crossover with today's talk with Toyshiz, literally just recorded today. But we do get into some stuff about the NYCC reveals, specifically the deceased action figures. These are the DC Essentials action figures that were revealed at New York Comic Con, so we get into that stuff on that episode. We do have more coming from NYCC stuff to talk about reveals, specifically the Batman Adventures Continue line, which are incredible. These are the animated series, the Batman animated series inspired DC toys. So again, the reason I went into detail is because today is a crossover. If you want to hear the end of today's conversation about DC, leave you with a little cliffhanger there. You're going to have to tune into our DC Collecticast show that you can find that on Anchor, iTunes, and many other pod places. And, of course, at DC Collecticast on Instagram. I'm the host of that show as well. We've had Toyshiz. He's a return guest for the third time. This will be his third return. He's going to come back again to talk about that. But today, here on Update Nerd Style, is going to be, as the title suggests, Triple Force Friday. Triple Force Friday is to celebrate the three new Star Wars things that are coming out. There happens to be three this year. We have a video game, we have a movie, and we have a show. We're going to talk all about that on this episode with Toyshiz. So we get into, of course, the toys that celebrate it, because he is Toyshiz. But a lot of this episode ended up turning into the kind of the state of Star Wars as a franchise, as a movie franchise, as a TV franchise, as everything that is the Star Wars universe, where it is now, kind of the stuff that we as men in our mid-30s are missing about it, and maybe some worries that we have. But either way, Mandalorian we're both excited about, and there is a bunch of positive stuff that we're gonna hit. So enjoy our talk about toys and the state of Star Wars. And again, tune into our DC Collecticast show. This here, Update Nerd Style, you can find on Instagram at Update Nerd Style. You can find us on the Anchor app, iTunes, and again, many other pod places thanks to the convenience of the Anchor app. Video episodes you can find of our show on, video episodes you can find on our Comic Book INTL YouTube channel. Again, along with that last episode I posted, CBI Live, Comic Book INTL Live. I'm going to do some more of those. Last episode, I again recapped my NYCC coverage. Talked all about as well. Definitely don't forget about our Above and Batman Beyond coverage. I interviewed Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, Will Friedle, cast and crew of Batman Beyond. It was insane. Press passes for the first time at New York Comic Con. So cool. We also got panel coverage coming from the DC Collecticast stuff. We have, again, that interview with Jim Fletcher. Ton of stuff from New York Comic Con 2019 here on the Comic Book INTL Network. Subscribe to all our stuff. Don't forget about also the Above and Batman Beyond YouTube channel. We are Above and Batman Beyond, same title of the podcast. And subscribe to that show as well. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud, and other pod places as well. All right, guys, enjoy this episode with Toyshiz. Follow his stuff at Toyshiz on Instagram. He's one of the best toy reporters of all time, toy store reporters. YouTube videos, and Instagram is his like home, but really good YouTube videos, and that YouTube channel is really climbing. Met him last year, or this year, I should say, at Toy Fair. So enjoy our talk, man. Toyshiz. Oh, and listen up, nerds. Don't forget, continue subscribing to this here feed for the Knights of the Pound Table and all the awesome audio work that at Hadowen, H-A-D-O-W-E-N, Owen Kinnear here on the CBI Network is doing for Update Nerd Style. His stuff, including Horrible Horror October, his coverage of bad horror movies and all the stuff that he's been doing, Marvel, gaming, all his coverage is not going anywhere here on Update Nerd Style. So I just want you to be reassured of that and continue subscribing. That's the whole point of this here Update Nerd Style pod feed, is that any of us on the CBI Network can contribute whatever length and amount of awesome audio nerdy stuff we want. So yeah, again, enjoy this episode with @toyshiz on Instagram. All right, and we are recording.
Cool.
What's up, Toyshiz?
How are you, man? Nice to talk with you again.
Yeah, welcome back to the DC Collectica so soon.
You must like me on this show. You keep asking me to come on this show. This is fun.
You're all right, I guess. You're tolerable.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like hearing.
Sufficient.
You don't want to give me too much, because then I think you know it's the way to do it. That's how you keep them wanting more, right?
Oh man, dude, you're as always your content crushing, and this has been a heck of a past two weeks, again, trying to clean up the language on this show. A heck of a past couple weeks, and not just to make it about myself and my New York Comic Con coverage, but New York Comic Con, any convention brings a ton of toy news. But in addition to that, Star Wars just can't let anybody have their glory. So they had to throw in Triple Force Friday
in the past two weeks.
So talk about what you got. I watched your YouTube videos, your recaps. Yeah, man, go for it.
You know, I'll be honest. I had a lot more fun doing the type of videos, you know, where you talk about everything that's coming out, because that's what I love to talk about is clarifying, because there's so much that hits, you know, all at once, and then there's a lot of, well, I heard, or this site told me this, you know, and then I have to go like, well, I have to look that up. I don't know. But, you know, it's always best when it comes straight from the source, Hasbro. And they've been really good about sending out detailed reports. They don't always tell you everything. And I think they try to keep it as a little of a surprise here and there. And then later down the road, they'll say like, oh, you know, this is coming out, much like that Commander Fox. That's what is that? That's a fan channel exclusive. A lot of fan channel exclusives, a lot of mystery boxes. Why is the white box white? Why is the, you know, black and red? What's the carbonized? Just a lot. They kind of went the Funko route on that one. I'm not into the whole, like, a lot of people were sending me like, oh, they found the white boxes, and I said that's cool if you can find them. I just, the red and the black are fine. I didn't really go too crazy for Triple Force Friday, because Star Wars has just been kind of, you know, personally, you know, and collecting them. Like the other day, I did find a couple other ones that kind of restocked the shelves. So at that point, I was like, okay, cool. I'll get these in stride. But yeah, a lot of people, including me, have had some issues with ordering off Target for those carbonized Mandalorians. So fingers crossed, those still show up in some. They keep pushing the date back. Like, you got to okay it. Like, is it cool if we like deliver this like a month from the date we originally said it was? Oh yeah, sure.
Why is that happening though?
You know, they said that there was an interview.
To be clear, you're talking about the Hasbro Black Series 6-inch action figure for the Mandalorian.
Correct. Yeah, okay. The Target exclusive, the carbonized Mandalorian, and apparently there was an interview done by another site, and they got the one of the Hasbro team, and they were on camera saying that the Target exclusive Mandalorian and a lot of the carbonized type figures are more or less like limited edition almost. And usually I always say, if a company is going to tell you that, because usually they don't, you know, they don't, you know, it's they, I always go, oh, I should probably get that if I want it. So, and so far, yeah, I don't think any of those carbonized figures have been restocked. So it's always a possibility. I'm not going to say that it won't happen again in the future, because that's another thing where, you know, they say, oh, yeah, you better get it, you know. But usually I'll get it. If somebody says, oh, yeah, you should get that, that's my role. Get it and then ask questions later.
I like that.
But yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. No, okay. Yeah, no, I was just going to say what we can do, we can continue hitting, if you would like, Triple Four stuff, but I do know you're also limited on time. So if you wanted to jump into DC stuff, we could, yeah, just continue the flow, whatever you're feeling toy-wise.
I'll tell you what, what happened with your Triple Force Friday? Was it a good one for you? How did you like the way it was presented? Did you...
So I'm not gonna lie. I'm part of the reason I'm having you on is selfish reasons. I have been so busy with New York Comic Con and DC. I haven't even I've seen some of the reveals. I've flipped through Action Figure Insider.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. I'm actually having him on the show next week.
Oh, you're gonna. He's awesome.
Clearly, that guy's Julius, a beast. Julius.
He's a great guy. He's one of those guys where you talk to and it's like we're old friends. So he's really nice guy. And Action Figure Insider is something that I used to use growing up because you use either Toy Fair magazine or Action Figure Insider. And that is really how I got a lot of the news growing up. As I told him, I was like, I had to go to your site all the time. I didn't, you know what I mean? We were so lost back in the day before of social media, and then really, you know, when the collectibles boom kind of reinvigorated itself. So yeah, he's been doing it for years and years, and he is all aces, that guy.
That's a good good source.
Yeah, I would say so. He's old school, and that you know, if you want to listen to anybody about toys, definitely talk to him.
Oh, awesome. I cannot wait for that recording, but. I looked through his stuff. I knew I think it was probably the week before that, I guess, was the week before Con, or maybe 2 weeks before Con. There was a preview of the Triple Force Friday stuff. So before they actually hit the stores, they were previewing what would have come out, and they had Daisy Ridley and the stars of Star Wars come out. Other than that, knowing the basics, the Triple being Mandalorian, Rise of Skywalker, and then what am I missing? Sorry.
Oh, the Fallen Order video game.
Yes, Fallen Order video game. This is what we're celebrating with this big. And the other thing that I'll say about Triple Force Fridays, normally the Force Fridays, I hit hard. I go at midnight. I go right after work. I work nights and stuff, and it's even when I wasn't, even as a teacher, I used to go and literally get 3 hours of sleep so I could go there.
Yeah.
Now combining that, as I said, with my own con experience of admitting that I'm very busy with all that stuff, I think it's kind of telling of my interest maybe in what's going on Star Wars wise as well, that I just wasn't even at the store for it.
It was something I could not celebrate because the stores weren't doing it. No store in
California. Wait, is that right?
Yeah, they had a list of the Target, and I go very loosely when a Twitter response or ask Target. You know what I mean? It was one of those, and they had said, "Oh, we're not going to be participating in Force Friday." And I take it as sometimes maybe Target, whoever's writing, the social media doesn't know exactly what they mean, So I kind of took it as well, I'm going to keep my hopes up. But lo and behold, yeah, Target did not do anything at midnight. Walmart's, only select Walmarts did, but it was very few and far between. I think there was only about maybe 40 or so stores were nationwide that did it. And it was a bummer. And like you said, it's telling of how Star Wars is doing at retail. Target did do a coupon. I feel like it was a last minute kind of coupon, you know what I mean? Or just that's the way it looked, but it didn't flow right. And it's unfortunate because it seems like, the toys, of course, they sold out and they're still restocking them as we speak. But it's a shame because this is if it's being billed as the last Star Wars movie of the Skywalker trilogy, it's bittersweet, because I do my feelings towards Star Wars, they go in and out ever since the new Disney movies, of course, even the prequel stuff, but stuff like The Mandalorian and Fallen Order, it still gets me excited for Star Wars. I'm not going after Rey and those types of characters. I'm honestly not. I have a Rey, several Kylo Rens. But I did go after the Fallen Order ones, and I still need to find a Mandalorian. Those are the epitome of Star Wars. They remind me of Shadows of the Empire, the more expanded universe type stuff. And they're fun. I mean, they're great. They're great figures and they're great looking characters. And it's it reinvigorates my love of Star Wars in that way. But when it comes to Rey and you know, they got new droids and those characters. I'll have to wait to see how the movies go, you know, in all honesty. It's like, you're not getting me excited. It's a bunch of humans. Give me weirdo looking things like monsters and aliens and stuff like that. That's what I want to see, you know, droids. And that's Star Wars. I don't need a bunch of humans. You know, that was the big problem, I think, with the last one, the, you know, Last of the Jedi or whatever you want to call it. It was just
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, it's I tried watching it again the other day, and
why would you do that?
I don't know. I wanted to see because they put it on Netflix, and I was like, oh, let's give it a go. And like just that opening where the your mama joke, I was like, that's right. I remember sitting in the theater going like, oh no, like, oh no, what are we in for here? And yeah. And yeah, like, don't get me wrong, the whole movie is not bad.
I forgot
there are
about
bits
the humor. That was so weird.
Yeah, it's an odd thing to put in a Star Wars movie. And in all honesty, the movie does have good parts, and I could appreciate it for those good parts, but like the entirety of the project wasn't the best. it's disappointing, I think.
Now, what do you think? Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Go.
Now, looking through this Triple Force Friday stuff, what do you think about seeing the Knights of Ren for the first time? That's kind of
cool. The funny thing about it is that you have to say Knights of Ren for the first time. And what are we on, movie 3? You know, it's like, it would have been nice.
You mean the entire last movie should have shown like 20 minutes of, yeah, all of that happening, but for no reason didn't?
Well, I think a main thing that's really weird about the new Disney Star Wars is that they show flashbacks, and flashbacks never occurred in the original movies. It was always here and now, and you got the story as the actual story went forward. You never got like, oh, what happened with Luke's temple? So it's weird. It is weird to see all that. And then you see the Knights of Ren in like a really quick flashback, but at the same time, you know, you only got so much time to tell us about these characters, and I don't read novels, and I don't, for the most part, you know, I'll watch the cartoons here and there, but I don't want to be caught up like that. I want to watch the movies and get a good story out of it. I don't need to read a magazine and then there's like a little snippet and it tells you like their backstory real fast, you know, something like that. It's just, it's,
yeah. Yeah. I used to have that debate with my students, like, about stuff, and they were always defending this idea of like, yeah, but that's, you know, like, for example, like Batman v Superman, it's like, oh well, that's the Omega symbol. I was like, literally the only reason I know, the only reason you know that is because you watched 4 YouTube videos about it.
Yeah,
I was exactly. Like, that doesn't mean I need the story in the story. I don't need all this, like, you have to, yeah, check in with this supplemental the novels or whatever.
It works if you're gonna have like little like hidden tidbit, you know what I mean, like, okay, so the next movie, you know what I mean, like when the next movie goes, oh, just in case you were wondering, it's like, you know, a good Netflix show. You got 13 episodes, you start off like, what is happening, and by the end of the season you're like, okay, cool, like I have a semblance of an understanding of what's going on. With the new Star Wars, and I was talking with somebody the other day about this, what exactly, and the big question for me is, well, who exactly is the main character? I'm thinking it's Rey. It's got to be Rey. And then what is, so you're telling me the First Order are these Empire-like people that picked up the pieces, but then what do? They just hunt the rebels, or, you know, whatever they're called now? Like, it's weird. Like, that's what your organization's goal is, just to hunt down these people? Or do you do Empire-type stuff in the rest of the galaxy? Like, I'm not... We still don't know this, and it's like two... And, you know, it's... Leia has been fighting this for 30 years, and you've had no, like, headway? That's the problem, I see.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's... they just haven't, I don't know. It's so strange that, especially now with Disney taking over Marvel, I don't know. I guess let me backtrack. So with Marvel, we've seen this like mega franchise cinematic thing work.
Mm-hmm.
Which no one could believe it did. It did. It has. It continues to work. With the, you know, Force Awakens, it was like, and then you have, I guess, to tie it in with Disney, though, it's like part of that, though, was at some point Disneyizing it and allowing all of these properties to be part of one thing in a big budget, mega, again, cinematic way. So you have the same opportunity with Star Wars. But what's crazy to me is that, like, the Star Wars movies aren't as good as the Marvel movies, and Star Wars was making what we now know of as Marvel movies 40 years ago.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. You're already doing this, like, big, they're called episodes. They're literally called episodes. Like, from day one, you've been basically making this big, big budget Star Wars TV show. So being the guys who have started all of this, and then you have literally the same company who's successful backing Marvel with all this, it's strange to me that, like you're saying, it's almost like, what are these movies about? I should not have to question what a movie called Star Wars is about, dude.
Yeah. You know, in talking about, like, going back to, like, Triple Force Friday, and me being mainly interested in these more expanded universe type characters, like, you have this Cal Kestis figure from the First Order video game, and you have the Second Sister. Those, to me, like, I'm thinking in my head when I'm, you know, have them out and taking photos and, you know, playing with them and stuff. It's like, wouldn't it have been grand to leave Luke Skywalker and Han Solo alone for, like, that first new Star Wars movie? And then as you go through The Force Awakens, you have a new ragtag group that eventually comes into contact with Luke Skywalker, Han Solo. You know, leave those characters be. Because what they've ultimately, like, when they killed Han Solo, spoilers, people are like, what? I've had 3-5 years to find that out. No, when they killed Han Solo, like, part of me was like, okay. And then when I thought about it, I was like, that's really weird. That's weird because he is dead. Like, you can't come back from that. You know, the whole planet exploded. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just, unless they do something terrible, like with time travel. I hope to God they don't do that. But you know what I mean? It's just like, and then Luke, he's probably not dead, or he, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of left ambiguous, which that's okay. Like, maybe he didn't die. Maybe something happened where we'll find out with this movie, you know?
What I do know that happened is he didn't show up to his last fight, but that's different.
That's another, like, disappointing thing. Like, I get it, and I think it works, but ultimately, and people will say this till we're, you know, blue in the face, is like, well, right, you can't get what you want if you want, you know, when you write these, like, fan theories in your head. And it's like, but we've had expanded universe stories and these books and everything else that I've heard about or I've watched movies on, you know what I mean? Things that are not technically canon, but over time, I mean, we've had over 20 years to hear about all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's infinitely more interesting than what they ultimately did with the movie. And that's what's kind of like a big letdown, because you have characters like Mara Jade, you know, Luke Skywalker's wife and stuff. Like, you could have had these really cool characters show up, even though they were like expanded universe, still incorporate them somehow to give all those, like, people, I grew up with that kind of stuff, you know, after Star Wars was done, that's it. You know, it was long before the prequels came out, and then long before these ones came out. So I just think that it's a difficult task. Like, honestly, like, think about it. Like, where would you even begin? But I think using Luke Skywalker, Han, like, the main characters sparingly, and then having Luke show up in, like, this, the equivalent of, like, this third movie, you know what I mean? Like, and then he does die at the end. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been, like, that's the end of the Skywalker trilogy. That's fitting. That's like an episodic type tragedy play kind of deal.
Simplification. Yeah.
I ultimately just, you know, when any property, when you have the good versus the bad, that's the best property. That's what we as kids grew up with. You know, you got He-Man, you have Transformers, Star Wars, Spider-Man. It doesn't matter. Batman, because it's DC Collectibles, ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, it's too much of these, like, oh, it's on a black and white situation. Like, oh, it's a it, you know, the good guys, maybe they're bad. Maybe the bad guys, they could be redeemed. It's like, yeah, you do that every once in a while, but it's like nonstop lately. Like Kylo Ren is you cannot make Kylo Ren good. If you do, it needs to be, it's going to be one of those last moment acts. Like he does save the day, but he's still not a hero. You know what I mean? Like he killed Han Solo, Mike, and he killed his mom, basically. Whatever happened with that, you know, she's still alive. But I mean, he had no problem. He's an evil dude. So you can't really redeem that.
It's like, no, he's all right. No, he's not.
I know some people I see, they're like, well, you know, he's trying to do good. I'm like, he is evil. Like, just let him be evil. Like, we need one evil character. They all can't just be like, oh, I don't know if I'm good or bad. Nah, I'll figure it out. Let's waste three movies.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the other thing. No, I think you hit the nail on the head with that last part of like, with it's kind of a waste, unfortunately, in terms of movies. It's not like every single one of these individual units of like Star Wars movie is per se bad, but the problem is that it's not. We going back to the idea of TV. It's like it's also not TV though, because you only have 9 chances to tell the Star Wars. At least the Skywalker family story. You had 9 chances, and it's like 3 movies is not that many at all. Why are you talking about this crap? It's almost like the Game of Thrones problem. Like, why are we talking about this crap right now? Why are we looking at this? Why is this happening when you only have 3 movies left about, again, as you said, good versus bad? Like, why does Kylo Ren... As you and you could even argue like the Darth Vader thing of like, oh, well, it is one of the biggest redemption stories of all time, but it's still okay. But guess what? Vader was bad for 3 movies. Like, let Kylo Ren. And if he's not going to be bad, like, I don't know. And if they wanted to do the bad thing or him turning good, they should have done it at the very like the second him and Rey started fighting back to back. Then that was your opportunity to flip the two of them. But even then, I would argue that should have happened in probably the second act of Last Jedi, and then the whole movie would have been dark, and it would have been almost Empire, and it would have just leave it in the cliffhanger just like Empire. We all wanted that.
Oh yeah.
And no, then instead it's like, no, now we know that Rey is going to be good, we know that Kylo Ren is still bad, except he's kind of good, but he's not. And it's like, shut up, like, who cares about this stuff?
If you would have had like the end of the Last Jedi, and you know, Luke is still there. Let's say Han, for whatever reason, Han was still there. Leia's still there. It's, and you had that different storyline. And again, we're fanning it up here. We're just talking hypotheticals. But in a linear structural story, if you had Leia in the first one, Han, Luke, like interspliced out through these movies, and at the very end of like The Last Jedi, and Rey is like, let's rule this like together, and then you have Rey and Kylo Ren to get Rey and Ren, and you have to get Luke Skywalker, Leia, Han, Chewie, everybody, and that's the last movie.
Oh.
Finally
put the old gang back together to fight good versus evil.
Do you know how many tickets they would have sold with the, you know what I mean? Like Luke Skywalker, he could have been the first one. I don't want to do this anymore. Fine. You know what I mean? Han Solo, he's off doing, I don't want to do this anymore. You know what I mean? And I'm okay. Like, it's cliche at the same time as being like, come on. You really wouldn't want to see Luke Skywalker, like, step out at the very end, like, at Last Jedi, and just, like, clench his fist, and all those AT-ST walkers just, like, exploded, you know? And just, like, one last huge battle. That would have been amazing.
You mean, actually wanted a war in a Star Wars movie?
That's so weird. Yeah, right. No, I wanted to go to Vegas. I wanted space Vegas. That's what.
Yeah, space Vegas. Oh my god. Then there was that. Yeah, what was that? Like 30 minutes of just what?
Yeah, BB-8 spitting out quarters at guards. it works if the story still is tangible to the idea of, but. And this is funny. I've watched like a couple videos on YouTube, like scientific stuff that explains that space chase. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, okay, how is this a thing? And apparently it is a thing. I'd hope it was a thing. And it still doesn't really make any sense because I'm like, it's Star Wars, man. You can, you can do whatever you want. You know, you tell me you can't send out like 85 TIE fighters and blow them to Kingdom Come. You really? That is so weird. It's stuff like that. You think about more of the logistics in a Star Wars movie, which has no reason to think of anything logistical in a Star Wars movie. You know what I mean? It's like it drives it, and I understand where people are coming from, but you know, sometimes people take it too far. Like, I don't like The Last Jedi, but then I go and I do other things. You know what I mean? And then we can talk about it here. And it's funny. It's funny to talk about when a movie's bad. You know what I mean? It's like, but if you take it too seriously, it's weird. You know, people harassing, you know, the director online. Oh, you know, he harasses fans back. Like, dude, you're picking a fight with a guy. Like, you really think he's just going to go like, thank you. Thanks for hating my movie. You know?
The actual hate or the going after, and like there was that whole thing with Kelly Troyoung, I think is her name, who played Rose.
That's unfortunate, because I think about her, like, you know, you think about as a person, she is a person, and to go and get this role and act, and you get an action figure on the shelves, and it's like, that's is amazing, it's so much fun, and then everyone goes like, yeah, we really don't like you, so. You know what I mean? And I'm like, but then that also has to do with the director treated that character kind of in a ridiculous way. You know, she was portrayed as like a strong character, and then she kind of dwindled. It was weird. She got treated weird.
Yeah, she wasn't a good character.
Yeah, it was weird. And that's
not her fault.
That's not her. No, and that always relays on the director, editing, and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
You know? But, when she kissed Finn at the end, a lot of people were like, and even I was like, whoa, that's weird. Like, you know, it was weird. It's stuff that doesn't belong in a Star Wars movie. There are things that don't belong, like your mama jokes.
Oh, man.
People are sitting here probably going like, and when were you guys going to talk about DC type related stuff?
No, this is fine. This is fine, because this is the crossover part.
No, I like talking about it. I'll tell you right now.
That's why I have this show, because I refuse to not talk about Star Wars.
Right, yeah. I mean, anything goes. A lot of people are asking like, oh, what do you think about, Rise of Skywalker? I'm like, I have zero hope of it being good, and that's what I keep telling myself, because I hope it will be good. You know, it's like, I'm not gonna get my hopes up, and to say that I don't have my hopes up for anything like a Star Wars movie, that's awful to say. Yeah. Never, even as kids, we never said that. I mean, even with the prequels, I remember going to see Revenge of the Sith, and I was like, come on, we all know Darth Vader's gonna show up, this has to be good. And you're at the end, you're like, okay.
Actually, what you did was go, no.
Yeah, exactly. No. For whatever reason. And then they put it in at the new, you know, Return of the Jedi.
Here's my thing, though, that I think is a good, and this is not just a grab to wrap this up, because I would so that we could switch to the crossover. But I think a really good positive kind of cherry on top of all this is what I was saying before about Star Wars being episodic as a property from the outset. Episode 4, Star Wars, all that. It's now that we're getting it on TV, I think this is a new... That Mandalorian trailer is one of the coolest effing things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I think that Star Wars is now going to take on... I had my co-host on Above and Batman Beyond, our other podcast. You got to come on that show, too. I keep meaning to take some...
Oh, we'll
some
talk
of the...
some Terry McGinnis. Yeah, oh, yeah. We got to do that.
Definitely. But, like, so my co-host on there, though, we talked about Batman on television. I forget exactly how it came up, but we've hit it a couple times, and it makes sense for that show. But he thinks that Batman... especially with the evidence of the movies we have gotten, that maybe, at least recently, that maybe that character functions better, at least Bruce Wayne Batman, functions better on television. I think Star Wars, even more so, maybe not even more so, but I think it's another example of what he is saying, and I think that Mandalorian trailer is proof, And now that we have Disney Plus, I think that you can take Rise of Skywalker. Am I disappointed as an old school Star Wars fan? As you said, I feel the exact same way because I refuse to get my hopes up. After Last Jedi, I'm like, go for it. I refuse to be invested anymore. But yeah. I think now with these shows, like, what do you think about the shows, I guess, to wrap on Mandalorian?
I would say, and this is 100%, I love going to stores to buy my toys. I love the idea of going out and hoping that that one figure is going to be there. You know what I mean? And I love going to the movies, and I love getting hyped up for this movie and waiting months and months and months, and it finally releases. You go on the opening morning, and it's either, you know, good or it's terrible. You know, one of those two, but it's always that anticipation of not knowing. And unfortunately, I will say, in the last couple years, both aspects of that has severely changed in the modern landscape that we have. And the idea of hype has been abysmally dumbed down because of social media. It's like we know way too much about everything before it comes out. And once it comes out, you're like, okay, where's the next thing? You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate. But I agree with you 100% that toys are moving online. And it makes me cringe because it's the old schoolness. You know what I mean? Like, you go to the store and you put your time in and you get it. TV's the same way. You wait every single week. You know, you got to wait till the next. We would wait months for episodes and stuff like that. It's all in one go. But that is the current climate, like it or not. And I'm coming more around to the idea, but I'm still going to be like that grouchy old man. You know what I mean? Like, oh, back in my day. And I agree that Star Wars after Skywalker trilogy, or, you know, the saga, it should go to more episodic. I think that Marvel stuff should go because it's too much of a one and done, and movies are either really good or they're really bad, you know, now. And to get a really good, I still have to see Joker. We need to talk. I can't believe I still haven't seen it, but
I still haven't seen it either, dude.
Okay. All right. So we're good.
Yeah, man. Like, for a DC guy, I don't know. I got to be prepared for that movie.
Yeah. Well, and I just think that you're right. I think that Star Wars with the Mandalorian, you can tell more of a story now that TV has advanced, or I should say the home viewing has advanced. I guess we're not supposed to call it television anymore. It's it's more of the the Netflix, the streaming kind of crowd. And it's actually been really interesting to kind of go from, let's say, the, you know, growing up in the 80s and then seeing it what it's become now. It's fascinating. The way and the speed things have advanced. You know, I remember when Netflix first came out, I was like, oh, there's this weird thing that you send away for discs. I'm like, that's stupid. Yeah. And now you're like, well, of course I've watched Netflix from the beginning. I mean, who hasn't, really? But
you're like, Blockbuster what?
Yeah, exactly. And it's fun. We had friends over this weekend, and we're talking about what have you seen on Netflix? You know, what do you recommend? And they told me about something I'd never seen. We talked about the Chappelle Show special, and I told them about, you know, other shows that I like. I'm a big fan of that Big Mouth show. It's that horrible, horribly crass cartoon, but it's actually really well written, surprisingly. And it's a great little, like, coming of age story, but in a very, you know, hyper crass sort of a thing. But it's awesome. I absolutely love it. But there's so many good things happening on Netflix and all the other streaming, and now with Disney Plus, movies are going to be a thing of the past within the next 5 years. I feel like it's going to be relaying on those little small independent theaters of people that still like to go to art house films and things like that. I think those will stick around for the most part.
It's just so sad to me, like, as a Jersey kid, like, going to see a movie and then going to check out the toys after that, going away is, all right. Well, that aside.
No, it's totally, yeah, it's totally like that. And I think the one thing that the Last Jedi couldn't do right was the toys were terrible because the characters in the movies were terrible. There wasn't droids. There wasn't monsters. You had the Thalia siren that Luke is milking, you know, which I thought was hilariously yeah. awesome scene. I still want one of those. Like, they never made that character. You know what I mean? Like, and back in the day in Star Wars, they made every single character in a movie. You know? So I think they really, if you can't sell Star Wars to kids via toys and all that stuff, there's a problem with the actual movies, the characters, the writing, all that stuff. That's, kids just don't, they don't get it. They don't know what's happening in a speeder chase, like a long speed space chase. They want to go to different planets and spaceships and all kinds of weird stuff, you know? And
no, I think they want to talk about fuel running out. I think that's what interests kids. Oh, most.
That's right. And then finding the guy with the pin, but it's not the guy with the pin. And they find Benicio del Toro locked up for some reason. It's just kids today. They don't know how good they got it.
They also really liked mixed messages of morality. So when you say, like, being impulsive is good. No, it's not. It's bad. So we should shoot this guy and incapacitate him. But, oh, wait, he's the hero that we needed.
See,
so I like this guy. Wait, but no, he's not. It's like, oh my God, it was so flip floppy morally too, and like, I don't know. But I just it was so confusing. As you, I think you were touching on that too, of like, what message is it sending, or what's happening?
You know that, and when we were kids growing up watching cartoons, the messages were always pretty clear. Like, if that guy did something bad, like let's say even in like a Disney movie, he got thrown off a bridge or thrown into like hot lava, or, you know what I mean? Like, the bad guys die because they're evil, you know? And there's really no gray areas, and kids are so confused these days by that. Like, if you're a bad guy, you're probably a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, very rarely do bad people in real life end up being like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna be a good guy now. I'm sorry I did those horrible things in reality to everybody, you know?
Well, and there's also the thing of like, and I do want to switch to DC in just a minute, but like, my problem, I think a big thing is like, you know, Pulp Fiction or any Tarantino movie, what was fascinating about those movies is that the main character would be like, not always good, not always bad. And it was like this, he kind of mainstreamed the idea of like an anti-hero. And then now, you know, even like Batman has aspects of, and all the stuff with and anti-heroes are cool. But again, let's get back to, like, Star Wars isn't really the place so much for to play it that hard. I just don't want, in that story, I don't think anti-heroes, I mean, this Mandalorian or you know, like Han Solo, like, there's room for them. But at the end of the day, it's like, let's not push that down the kids, or at least let's not confuse them to that extent where it's like everybody's a potential anti-hero. That doesn't make sense.
Well, how cool would it have been if, like you were saying in The Last Jedi, so in the original trilogy, Luke, like, you're like, oh man, is he going to be good or bad? Of course, you know, Luke Skywalker is going to be good at the end of the day. He's the good guy. But in this trilogy, what if Rey turned out to be the bad guy? You know what I mean? And like, kids would be like, you have two choices in life. You know what I mean? Like, you can be the good guy or you can be the bad guy. And if you are the bad guy, then people like Luke Skywalker are going to show up and stop you. You know what I mean? Like, don't, it's almost like a lesson learned. Like, don't be that. You'll find out that you'll fail if you are, you always do. You know what I mean? There's no like, oh, you get away with it. Like, yeah, you get away with it, but it takes a toll on you. You know what I mean? And kids don't have that anymore. They're like, oh yeah, Kylo Ren, maybe he'll be good. Or he didn't really do anything that bad. I mean, like, he only killed Han Solo, his father. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah, dude, there's... the lesson. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally nine movies later, the guy comes back and is like, no, you were wrong. That would be beautiful.
Right. Yeah. And like, even with Darth Vader, let's say, Darth Vader never became a good guy again. He only became a decent, okay person in front of Luke Skywalker. And that was it. Like, he was the only person to see that, you know? And, you know, if I were to tell you, like, oh, yeah, like, after the whole battle, like, oh, yeah, Darth Vader saved me and everything, it would be like, oh, that guy that, like, murders the galaxy? Okay, like, you know, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, nobody would be like, everyone would just be like, oh, good, I'm glad he's dead. Thank God. So that's the one redemption that he gets. But in Kylo Ren, you know what I mean? Like, we'll see. I'm interested to see how they're going to do it. And like, I really am hoping that they pull it off. They tie it all together. Rey is interesting. I don't care that the Emperor is coming back. I'm looking at him right now on my desk right now. I got the Black Series figure. Like, it's fine if you bring these characters back, but you have to do it right. And I don't think they've gotten Luke or Han or Leia or anybody right so far. And that's just my opinion. But I think a lot of people tend to agree, you know, especially with how the movie did. So,
yeah. Ah, we'll see.
That was a good combo. We had a good combo of morality, and dang, that's interesting.
Good Star Wars talk.
Yeah, we got deep. People like rolling their eyes, like, oh yeah, real deep, dude.
Oh, that was amazing content. You know your Star Wars, man. I love it.
Yeah, you know, it's the whole thing about nerdyisms and knowing more than you ever should. Any one human person should.
Excessive knowledge.
You know what's funny? I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you everything about like the original Star Wars, prequel-ish to an extent, you'll say. This new trilogy, I'm like, I don't know. Whatever happened in the movies is what I know. I have not looked into like any further material. I just don't. It's just not interesting to me, you know? It's unfortunate.
It's not interesting to you? Because it's not interesting.
Yeah, people even write this stuff. They're like, are you sure? Are you sure you want us to do this?
Oh, my God.
So, anyways, hey, DC Collectibles, huh? New stuff?
Hell yeah. Oh, man. One franchise aside, let's go to another.
Yeah.
One franchise we're not sure of. Let's go to one that we are sure of.
That we already know has dug itself into the ground a little bit. not DC Collectibles themselves. I'm saying, like, DC.
Yeah. All right, guys. Once again, if you want to hear the end of this awesome conversation with @ToyShiz on Instagram, tune into our DC Collecticast podcast. That's @DC Collecticast on Instagram, iTunes, Anchor, and many other pod places. We'll also talk more about next time I have him on the DC Collected Cast show. Again, I've had him on 3 times at this point. We're going to hit the Batman Adventures Continue line of action figures again. These are the DC Collectibles Batman the Animated Series inspired action figures coming out of DC, man. We'll talk about that on our New York Comic Con episode coming up as well. A bunch of coverage coming here on the network. Yeah, we already had a bunch of coverage, but we have even more coming. The recordings and the videos, Comic Book INTL on YouTube, Above and Batman Beyond on YouTube, Above and Batman Beyond Podcast, @ Batman Beyond Podcast on Instagram, @ Comic Book INTL on Twitter and Instagram. All right, guys, may the force be with you.